Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell tonight live from Franklin Central School. As you can hear, they are starting the lineups here for the Franklin boys, and it is a raucous crowd here tonight at FCS as we get you set for this boys matchup between Franklin and Morris in the Tri-Valley League. Franklin standout Derek Beers only 24 points away from 1,000, but I think the bigger storyline here to start this game is that these two teams need this one to be in the top four of the Tri-Valley standings. Morris is in the royal blue uniforms tonight with the white trim, says Morris, and white lettering across the front of the uniform. Franklin's in their new home white uniforms with the purple and the gold trim, says Purple Devils, in that black and purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Starting lineups tonight for Morris, just a freshman, their point guard, number one, Matt Murphy, a junior, number 10, Nick Hill. Michael Murphy, brother of Matt Murphy, a senior wearing number 11, a junior number 12, Ryan Morlock, he's deadly from downtown, and a sophomore number 22, the big guy inside, Robert Child. Chris Garcia, the head coach here for Morris. On the other side, for head coach Darrell Beers in Franklin, a sophomore number 3, Joe Serro, a senior number 10, Derek Beers, a senior number 14, Max Carey, a senior number 24, Turner Thies, and a freshman inside, number 32, Carson Dutcher. Child and Beers will jump it up here at center court. Franklin will win the opening kip, and they go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Here's Turner Thies right into the paint, around Child, up and in. Turner Thies right to the bucket. He puts it home, and Franklin with a 2-0 lead. So the Purple Devils will not press. They're going to try a 3-2 zone, it looks like, here with Carson Dutcher at the top. That long, lanky Carson Dutcher, about 6'3", at the top of that 2-3 zone, or 3-2, excuse me, should be pretty hard for some of those three-point shooters for Morris to get over. So we're 20 seconds into the first quarter. Morris, after it was tipped out of bounds, will inbounds with Murphy, and he finds Nick Hill at the top of the key. Now for Morlock, and it's intercepted here by Joe Serro, and he's off to the races and finds Max Carey on the right wing side. For Serro, and now back for Turner Thies. Thies for Joe Serro as they continue to work it around here in this 2-3 zone, it looks like, here for Morris as Franklin goes left to right. Purple Devils with a 2-0 lead over Morris. Boys action here tonight on CDO. Here's Turner Thies for the Purple Devils. Steps in, 10 on the shot clock, out for Beers. Long three, right side is off the mark, no good. And the rebound for Michael Murphy. He crosses the Franklin Central logo at half court, going right to left. Here's Morlock, who has the area best 30 three-pointers coming into tonight's contest. Morlock thought about one there, but Max Carey is draped all over him. Instead, he takes it inside. Running jumper in the paint is no good. Rebound comes down for the Purple Devils. Turner Thies down the right wing side. And we'll slow it down and finds Beers. Into the corner for Serro. Long three, off the mark, no good. Max Carey with the rebound. Franklin gets a fresh 35 as they lead 2-0. 6:35 to go first quarter here tonight on WCDO, live from Franklin Central School. And Serro to the far side, left wing for Turner Thies. Three ball, got it. Downtown for Thies, and he has the opening 5 points of the contest. Purple Devils lead 5-0. 6:20 to go first quarter. And here is Matt Murphy, the freshman guard, brings it up the floor. Finds Morlock as they do a little give-and-go against this 3-2 zone. Step-in pass here. Outside for Nick Hill. His three downtown is good. Nick Hill bangs one home from the corner, and it's 5-3, 2 minutes into the contest. Franklin with an early lead on top of the visiting Morris Mustangs. Max Carey to the right side. Franklin going left to right. Down low for Dutcher. Blocked out of there by Child. Rebound for Beers. He goes up with it. Can't finish. And a rebound for Nick Hill of Morris. Outlet pass, and Morris is looking to run. Here's Murphy to the 10, and he's fouled. Michael Murphy, the senior guard, getting all the way to the bucket before he's fouled. 5:44 to go. First quarter, Franklin 5, Morris 3, and Murphy will go to the line for 2. Outstanding local soccer player here, Mike Murphy, won our WCDO statistical leader here with a ton of goals and assists in the fall soccer season here locally as he led Morris to the Tri-Valley Championship contest and then all the way to the Section 4 semifinals. First shot is no good for Murphy. Second one is up and in. So Michael Murphy gets that one to go, and it's a 5-4 game as Franklin came out with a 5-0 lead. And then four unanswered here for the Mustangs to get back into it. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Franklin 5 and Morris 4. To the right side for Max Carey. He finds Beers, top of the key. Skips across the zone for Serro. Lost the handle. Ball loose on the floor, and now we'll have a foul as Murphy picked up the loose change, and then he was fouled by Carson Dutcher. So 5:26 to go in this first quarter. It's Franklin 5, Morris 4. Two fouls in the early going on Franklin and none on Morris so far. So Matt Murphy will cross half court. Dribbles between the legs, finds Moorlach in front of the Franklin bench on the right side as the Mustangs go right to left. Moorlach still with the ball, finds Nick Hill in the corner. Back up for Moorlach, reversing it around the zone for Michael Murphy. Splits two defenders, lost the handle, and Max Carey with the steal for Franklin. And he gets the outlet pass off for Turner Thies. Thies down the right side, passes left side for Beers as Franklin goes left to right in front of the Morris bench. Beers with the ball, splits his own double team, pulls up, jumper off the glass, no good, just rimmed out. And a rebound here for Morris with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. And here is Moorlach into the paint, finds Robert Child down low, goes up for the layup, but traveled, and the ball goes back to Franklin. So 4:46 to go, first quarter, good setup there. Moorlach to Child, but he just shuffled the feet. Walking it back up the floor is the sophomore point guard, Josero. And to the right wing for Max Carey. Franklin with the ball. They're in the white with the purple and black trim here tonight. Long three for Turner Thies around the world, and it pops out and won't go down. And now off to the races here for Morris with Michael Murphy. Finds his brother Matt Murphy left wing side. Back out for Moorlach. Three ball off the back rim. No good. And a rebound for Turner Thies, and Franklin looking to run. Long pass ahead for Max Carey. Can't convert the left-handed layup. Gets his own rebound. He's on the floor, and he's fouled. It was a good pass from Turner Thies to Max Carey. It was about a step too far in front of him, though. So Carey had to chase it down. He didn't have a clean look at that layup that he missed. Got his own rebound and then was fouled. So that's the first foul of the night there on Ryan Moorlach. So it's Franklin 5, Morris 4, as Franklin inbounds. A long jumper there, about a 15-footer for Carson Dutcher off the inbound is no good. And Morris will walk it up the floor with Michael Murphy. Finds Matt Murphy, top of the key, pump fakes on a three. Little crossover and gets to the right elbow. Finds Michael Murphy in the corner as they work it around the top of this 3-2 zone. Here's Moorlach in the corner, left side, still outside the three-point arc. Back up to the top of the key for Matt Murphy. Drives to the hole, can't find the bottom of the bucket there. A rebound for Beers. Long pass ahead again for Carey. Into the paint, and it's going to be a blocking foul here against Morris. Boy, and you got to give the credit there to Nick Hill, who hustled back, tried to plant the feet in the soil for the charge, but it wouldn't happen. Zebra Crew saying that was a block. So two team fouls on Morris, two on Franklin. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. It's Franklin 5, Morris 4. Franklin inbounds the ball, but it is sliced out of bounds off the hands of Michael Murphy and will remain here with the Purple Devils. Beers will inbound directly in front of the Morris bench and finds Josero. Now for Max Carey. Carey at the top of the key. Bounce pass here for Beers. Three ball right side off the front rim and a rebound for Michael Murphy as he skies for that one. Murphy off to the races all the way to the tin. Coast to coast, no good. And Beers with another big defensive rebound. Beers up the floor, crosses center court. Now he goes for the jump stop into the paint. Lost the handle. Morris looking to run. Here's Matt Murphy off the steal. Can't get the layup to go. That was a tough one as Franklin had hustled back on defense. Hopes it's turned into a track meet. Beers back the other way. Right side for Max Carey. He gets mugged down low and loses the ball. And the Franklin fans wanted a foul but won't get it. So it's Franklin 5, Morris 4 as the Mustangs have the ball back up the floor with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Matt Murphy to the left side. Behind the back dribble finds Moorlach for Hill. Right side for Morris. Three ball is an air ball off the mark. And that one is deflected out of bounds and will stay with the Mustangs with 17 on the shot clock. 2:44 to go, first quarter. It's a loud and rowdy gym here tonight at Franklin Central School as the Purple Devils lead Morris 5-4. Moorlach with a step-in jumper. This one rims out, and another rebound here for Beers. And Beers will pump the brakes and walk it up the floor, giving everybody a chance to catch up here. Inside now for Carson Dutcher. Turn around in the paint, back out for Beers. Quick pass for Cerro, left side. His three is off the mark. Down loose in the paint, Max Carey. Turn around, rebound is in. And Max Carey gets his first bucket of the night, and Franklin leads 7-4 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Matt Murphy walking it back up the floor for Morris. Thought about a one-handed pass down low for Child. Instead, to the right side, tipped out of there by Turner Thies. On the line it is, and it's ricocheted out of bounds, so it will stay with Morris. And the Mustangs going right to left here in the royal blue with the white and the gray trim here tonight. They will have the ball directly to the left of our broadcast vantage as we are here at midcourt. And the ball is in here for the Mustangs. In for Matt Murphy. Dribbles between the legs, gets it down low into the paint here. Mustangs working it around. Right side, three ball, Moorlach. again off the back rim. He hasn't found the range yet, and a rebound for Turner Thies. Outlet pass to Beers. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Franklin with the ball. Down low for Dutcher. Out for Max Carey. Back up top for Beers. Top of the key, closely guarded here by the Murphy brothers. And now Beers tries to go to the bucket. It's stripped of the ball, and back the other way for Morris. And now Nick Hill up off the glass and in. So Nick Hill has 5 points. He puts it home. A timeout for Franklin with 1.5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Franklin 7, Morris 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Franklin boys leading Morris 7-6 with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. An early start here tonight on CDO, as Franklin doesn't have a JV team this year, so their varsity games do start early from time to time. Nate Law with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Franklin with the ball down low. Beers finding Carson Dutcher, and it goes. And he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play try. So Franklin just walked it up the floor as we were coming back from break, and Beers with a little loft pass down low to Dutcher, and the turnaround layup fell, and he was fouled. So that's the first foul on Frazier Bourgeois, who checked into the game for Morris. Foul shot is up and off the back rim there for Dutcher, so it's Franklin 9, Morris 6. And to the right side for Murphy, has his pocket picked by Josero from behind. Beers will walk it up the floor to the left side. Little give and go. Back from Cerro. Reverses for Max Carey. Into the right wing corner now for Turner Thies. Back for Carey. Give and go. Three ball. That one is off the mark. No good. And Murphy with the rebound, and Michael Murphy will run it up the floor here for Morris as they go right to left. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Franklin 9 and Morris 6. Here is Matt Murphy at the top of the key. Gets it to the high post for Nick Hill. Back out for Mike Murphy. Little stutter step up for Matt Murphy. Gets into the lane. Floating jumper. No good. And a rebound for Franklin, and they'll look to run. To the right side here on the fast break for Max Carey. Finding Turner Thies. Baseline drive on the right side, and he's fouled with a block. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Morris. Two on Franklin. And so underneath the basket, the Purple Devils will inbound the ball with 29.6 seconds to go in this first frame. Thies will inbound here, a little four corners on the setup on the inbounds pass, and Franklin will get it in. Now for Turner Thies in the corner, down low for Beers, looking to get him going. Still no points, tries the reverse layup, and he's fouled. That's going to be the 15th foul coming up on Morris. This one, I believe, will be on Matt Murphy. 23 seconds to go. I believe they're going to say this was on Frazier Bourgeois again, so he had just checked into the game and picks up two quick fouls. Beers to the line. First shot is up and no good for Beers, so Bourgeois is going to go to the bench, and Robert Child will check back in here for Morris with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Beers' second shot coming, still looking for his first point of the night. Shot is up for Beers and in. So Beers with his first point of the night. He's now 23 away from the 1,000-point club. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Franklin 10 and Morris 6 here in a boys' contest tonight, live from Franklin Central School. Matt Murphy to the top of the key. Again, Franklin sitting in this 3-2. It's been a little pesky for Morris to start things off. Morlock now for Michael Murphy. Left side baseline drive, trying to go to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Beers with a full-court shot at the buzzer. Oh, just off the back rim. Folks, that was a full-length shot, and it almost went down. Wow. The end of the first quarter, Franklin leads Morris 10-6. We'll step away. Second quarter action coming up here on WCDO.
Why? Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin, now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Boys Tri-Valley basketball action tonight on CDO. Franklin at home here tonight against Morris, leading 10-6 as we start the second frame. Morlock finds Matt Murphy down low for Robert Child. Reverse layup is off the mark. No good. Ball is loose in the paint, and we'll have a jump ball situation, which will give the ball back here to Franklin. 7:42 to go in the second quarter. Child tried the reverse layup, came down with it, and Beers as well as Josero tied him up. So Franklin in the white with the purple and the gold and black trim going left to right on your radio dial. Morris is in the royal blue with the gray and the white trim here tonight. So Franklin with the ball and a four-point lead, 10-6 as we start the second quarter. Here's Max Carey to the right side, up top for Turner Thies, who has 5 points. He wants more. Long three, no good. Rebound, skying high. In the land of the skyscrapers, there is Matt Murphy. Back out here for Morlock. Back to Matt Murphy in the corner. Little drive into the paint. Kicks it out for Michael Murphy. Left side jumper. Rimmed out. And Beers the rebound. And again, looking to push. Morris, good job with Morlock to get back on defense and not allow that fast break opportunity. Right side for Turner Thies. Again, a three ball. No good. Beers tries to tip it in. The old-fashioned tip drill won't go down. But Franklin, again, with a fresh shot clock, they get the rebound. East to the right side, 6:50 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 10, Morris 6. A good one here tonight on CDO. Here's Cerro to the left side. Little pass in front of the Morris bench, back for Turner Thies. Franklin with the ball, but it's stolen away by Morris. Here's Michael Murphy, coast to coast, layup, count it, and the foul. Michael Murphy now with 3 points, and he'll go to the line trying to complete the three-point play with 6:36 to go in the second quarter. That's going to be the first foul on Turner Thies, who was trying to hustle back for Franklin. And so it's Franklin 10, Morris 8. Murphy to the line. It's good. So Michael Murphy now with 4 points. And it's a one-point game. Franklin 10, Morris 9 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Thies with the ball for Franklin going left to right. To the left wing for Cerro. Now back across for Max Carey. Carey to the high post for Thies. Right side, three ball is too long. No good. It just draws air. Morris with the rebound. To the right side again for Michael Murphy, who's off to a strong start in this second quarter. Up top for his brother, Matt Murphy. Little baseline drive again to the right side for Michael Murphy. To the 10, and he's fouled with 6:06 to go in the second quarter. He'll go right back to the line. And that's going to be the second foul here on Turner Thies. So 6:06 to go in the second quarter, and Michael Murphy back to the line. So that's five team fouls on Morris, four on Franklin. Murphy with 4 points to the line. First shot is up and good now for Michael Murphy. So you have Nick Hill with five, Michael Murphy with five here to make up 10 points for Morris. So we're tied up at 10. Second shot for Murphy. Rattles out. Went all the way around the cylinder before popping free. So we're tied up at 10 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Beers for Franklin with the ball to the right side. Finds Max Carey. Reverses to the top of the key as Morris still sits in this 2-3 zone. Cerro now for Franklin, and the white with the purple and black to the right side for Thies. Finds Beers, long three, and this one is off the mark. Just skims the front of the rim. Didn't have enough spice on that one to get there. Morris with the rebound, finding Morlock. Step in, 15-footer, left side, got it. Ryan Morlock, his first bucket, and Morris takes a 12-10 lead with 5.5 to go before our halftime break. Here's Joe Cerro to the left side. Cerro now finds Max Carey. Carey again to the top of the three-point arc. Passes down low for Carson Dutcher at the right block, who reverses out for Cerro. Skips across the top of the zone. Deese inside. Dutcher got it. And Carson Dutcher with the right-handed layup. Ties it back up at 12 between Franklin and Morris with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Boys Tri-Valley action tonight here on WCDO. Morlock for Michael Murphy in the corner. Outside the three-point line, skips it across the top for Nick Hill. That one rattles out. Robert Child with the rebound. He cleans up the mess and puts it home. Robert Child gives Morris a 14-12 lead, and Franklin will take a timeout. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Morris leads Franklin 14-12. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We hope you enjoy your time with friends and family and have a safe holiday season. This sincere holiday wish comes from the Johnston Funeral Home on 60 Broad Street in Morris. They've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call 263-5795. That's 263-5795.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Franklin gets the ball in out of the timeout, and Joe Cerro is going to cash a three from downtown to give Franklin a 15-14 lead. They just literally passed the ball into Cerro. He was in the corner and took the three to get it to go. So Franklin leads Morris 15-14. 4:10 to go in the second quarter, and now a steal for Franklin. Walking up the floor is Max Carey, and to the left side for Cerro. Inside for Colin Campbell, who just checked into the game here for Franklin. They reverse it around the top of the 2-3 zone. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and now for Beers on the right side, who passes down low, and inside for Carson Dutcher, and it's tipped away. Morlock now will walk it down the floor. Pull-up jumper for three is off the mark. A rebound here for Morris. Ahead for Beers down the right side. Beers for the layup, up and in. Beers puts it home. He's got 3 points, and a timeout now for Morris. Franklin leads 17-14, 3:41 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:41 to go in the second quarter. Morris took a timeout after Joe Cerro hit that three from downtown, giving Franklin a 17-14 lead over Morris with 3:41 to go in the second quarter here on CDO. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe. Matt Murphy with the ball finds his brother Michael Murphy here as Franklin in the 2-3 zone, or the 3-2 zone defense, forces a turnover here as Matt Murphy shuffles the feet, draws a travel. Head coach Chris Garcia telling his guys to slow down here a little bit as Franklin gets the ball back with a three-point lead. 3:25 to go before halftime. Inside for Beers. Tried to pass down low for Carson Dutcher, and it's stolen away. Here comes Morris down the left side with Matt Murphy. A little over-the-shoulder pass for Michael Murphy into the hoop off the glass. Can't get it to go, and Beers another defensive rebound. Long pass ahead for Max Carey. Circles the wagons and comes back out to the top of the key for Beers. Far side for Cerro. Now for Colin Campbell. And for Max Carey to the right side. No, a little crossover. We'll pass it back up for Cerro. Franklin content to work some shot clock. Colin Campbell with a three ball left side, and that's off the mark. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Campbell trying to play some defense here as Michael Murphy looks to go around him, and the foul is on Campbell. So 2:48 to go in this second quarter. It's Franklin 17, Morris 14. That's the first foul on Colin Campbell. So 16 fouls on Morris, 5 on Franklin. And Morris now will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. They try to get it right into Robert Child. He lost the handle, and down low he gets tied up there with Dutcher. A jump ball will keep the ball with Morris. Second time the Child has had the ball down low and just couldn't quite get it up over his shoulder off the inbound pass and got tied up for the jump ball. This time they get it right back into Child. Up top for Michael Murphy, into the corner for Nick Hill. A three ball, left corner. That one is short. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound, but guess who? Derek Beers comes out of there with the loose change. Franklin 17, Morris 14 with 2:30 to go in the second quarter. Cerro to the left side as the Purple Devils go left to right on your radio dial. They find Colin Campbell. Campbell now back to Max Carey. To the hoop, off the glass and in for Max Carey. He's got 4 points. And it's Franklin back up to a 19-14 lead with 2:10 to go before halftime. Here's Murphy at the top of the key. Finds Brent Wist on that far side. Wist reverses across the top of the zone here for Michael Murphy. Down low for Nick Hill. He drives to the hoop, off the glass, no good. Child is there, puts it up and in. Good rebound, right place, right time for Robert Child. He has 4 points, the sophomore big man for Morris. Back to a three-point game. It's Franklin 19, Morris 16. Beers gets into the paint. His pull-up jumper falls. And Beers now has 5 points, giving Franklin a 21-16 lead with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Again, they go inside for Robert Child, and he goes right around Beers and puts it in. So Child has 6, and it's 21-18. Just a good move to step right around Beers and put it home. 1:20 to go in the second quarter, 21-18. We got a tight one here tonight. Now for Cerro on the left side. Cerro back for Beers, a three right side, and that one's just too short, but Franklin with the rebound. That was a long one, and Max Carey now drives to the hoop. He can't get it to go. Beers finds the rebound. Out for Colin Campbell, and back out for Cerro, and a fresh 35. 1 minute to go here on the game clock before halftime. Franklin boys leading Morris at home, 21-18. Campbell finds Cerro directly in front of the Morris bench, going left to right, reversing it across. Back to the right side, inside for Beers, in the paint. Fall away shot is no good, and a rebound here for Morris. Beers frustrated, thought he got hit on the elbow there, but no call from the officials. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Morris trailing by 3, 21-18. They find Michael Murphy outside the three-point line. Back up for Matt Murphy. But a 10-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock as we wind our way down to 24 seconds to go here before halftime. Shot clock is now at 10. To the right side, trying to set up a play here to get off a shot. Michael Murphy to the foul line, back out for Matt Murphy. Pump fake to the lane. This one is up and no good, and a shot clock violation here on Morris with 8 seconds to go before the half. Not a bad choice there by Morris to try to wind it right down and then get a shot close to the buzzer, but didn't get a clean look. Good defense there by Franklin. 8 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 21, Morris 18. Cerro brings it up the floor, finds Max Carey. Down to three, gets it off for Beers. A three at the buzzer, got it. Derek Beers from downtown, and he's got 8 points. And going into the break, it's Franklin 24 and Morris 18. Boy, they just left Beers open there, but he was still 2 steps behind the three-point line, but puts one home. And again, our halftime score is Franklin 24, Morris 18. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Morabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Morabito Energy for every part of life.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report here, as at the half, it's Franklin boys leading Morris 24-18. And our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, our halftime score, Franklin, thanks to a Derek Beers long three at the buzzer, leading Morris 24-18 in a very exciting and entertaining first half. For Morris, let's look at the scoring summary. 6 points for Robert Child. That's a team high. 5 points each for Michael Murphy and for Nick Hill, and 2 points for Ryan Morlock. On the other side for Franklin, they are led by 8 points from Derek Beers, 5 from Turner Thies, 4 from Carson Dutcher, 4 from Max Carey, and 3 from Joe Cerro. So you're seeing here tonight that both teams very balanced, not afraid to pass it off to any guy that's on the floor at any given time, and they're willing to put it in the bucket. I think that's two of the strongest things about these two teams is, yes, you have a Derek Beers, yes, you have a Mike Murphy, a Matt Murphy, a Ryan Morlock if you're Morris. And those guys can go off for 20 on any given night. But other nights, they might only chip in 10, and it's somebody else who's getting the 15, the 17, something like that. So that's hard to game plan against if you're an opposing coach, because you never know who's going to have that good night. If you're Franklin, you've seen Turner Thies, you've seen Derek Beers, you've seen Max Carey all have excellent nights, Joe Cerro. So it's really hard to game plan for that, and you just, I think you see it here tonight, both teams sitting in the zone and seeing, okay, who's going to be hot? Who do we need to pay attention to? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this one down a little bit more. Again, at the half, Franklin 24, Morris 18, a great boys game on tap here tonight. It's an early one because Franklin doesn't have a JV squad here this year, so a lot of their home games are at the 5:30 mark, and it's great to have you along. Maybe you're driving home from work, getting ready for dinner. Glad to have you along. And again, also on WCDOsports.com, don't want to forget about our listeners out there on the web. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. We'll be right back here in our halftime report live on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report here tonight. Nate Lull live from Franklin Central School for a boys Tri-Valley matchup tonight between Franklin and Morris. And just so glad to be here tonight. Two teams battling it out, and again, just continuing to expand our coverage here on CDO. Is, you know, now we're covering three leagues, the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League, and we'll have all those leagues' championship games on this year, and trying to cover as many schools as we possibly can here as the local sports leader for you in our area. Of course, WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Anytime you want to know what games we're doing for the week, you can go on WCDOsports.com. There's a little bar at the top of the page which will tell you the day of the week and what time the game is going to start and also where we will be. So that's a nice way to do that. If you also need more local sports information, you can follow me on Twitter on games where I'm not doing it on the radio. I'm usually there with stats, scores, anything like that. So you can follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L, and that is really your full source for scores each and every night if you're looking for those scores, that's for sure. So 1:25 to go here before we start the second half. It's 24-18. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back to start things off here for the second half. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second half. Franklin will go right to left on your radio dial to start off this third quarter. They are in the home white uniforms with the black, the gold, and the purple trim. It says Purple Devils across the front of the uniform. Morris will go left to right. They are in the road royal blue uniforms with the white and the gray trim says Morris in white lettering across the front of the chest there. We're underway. Derek Beers with 8 points in the first half. He now needs 16 points to get into the 1,000-point club. So that's a lot of points for the second half, but you never know. Joe Cerro, a long three left side to start things off, and the rebound came right down on the line. Nick Hill was there for Morris, got his mitts on it, but instead he had his foot on the line as well. And so the ball goes right back to Franklin. Turner Thies under the bucket, throws it up for Beers. Can't get it to go. Little alley-oop, and that was just hanging on the rim there for a minute and wouldn't go down. That would have been a great one to get Beers into double figures, but it wouldn't go. So Morris with the ball. They go left to right. They find Robert Child at the high post. Kicks it out for Nick Hill. Baseline drive and out for Michael Murphy. Long three swish from downtown for Michael Murphy, and he has 8 points. And it's 24-21. Franklin on top. Joe Cerro at the top of the key finds Max Carey as we are in for a great second half here tonight. Here's Carey looking for some options. Finds Joe Cerro as they're keeping a very close eye on Beers down low with Michael Murphy. Cerro with a shot. Can't get it to go, but the rebound comes right back to him. Good job with the fundamentals and following the shot. Skips it across the top of the zone for Turner Thies. He's had the first 5 points of the ball game for Franklin and has gone quiet since then. Beers passing down low from Thies. Little give and go right back to him. Three ball is too long. Too much mustard on that one, and Child with the rebound. And Morris will bring it up the floor. 6:35 to go. Third quarter, folks. Franklin 24, Morris 21. It is the third quarter as we just get back underway in the second half. Getting ahead of myself there. Michael Murphy with a baseline drive. He puts it in, and he's into double figures. He has 10, and Morris has gotten right back into this ball game. It's a one-point game. Franklin leading 24-23. Cerro at the top of the key now to the right side in front of the Franklin bench. Finds Turner Thies down low for Dutcher. They work it around. Morris is sitting in the 2-3 zone on defense. Thies pulls up. Baseline jumper off the front rim. No good, and Murphy with a rebound. And Michael Murphy has come out of the locker room with a vengeance here. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Here's Morlock at the top of the key. Finds Matt Murphy right side. Now reverses to the left for Michael Murphy in front of the Morris bench as Morris goes left to right. Nick Hill dribbles in between the legs. Morris trying to take the lead. Out for Morlock. His three is off the mark. No good. Comes down. Robert Child can't get the rebound. And again, another rebound here for Matt Murphy. The smaller, about 5'5" guard goes into the land of the trees and comes up with the basketball. Now for Morlock, tries to skip it across the top of the zone, and he will for Michael Murphy. Bounce pass back across for Morlock. Reversing right side, Nick Hill can't get it to go. Robert Child, the rebound, missed another layup down low. Boy, that one looked good, but it popped out. Turner Thies races up the floor in front of the scorer's table and now finds Beers. Left side for Cerro. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Third quarter, excuse me again, folks. Franklin 24 and Morris 23. Down low for Beers. In the paint, off the glass. He's fouled, and he gets it to go. So Beers now has 10, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Let me rephrase this, folks. It is the third quarter, I promise you. 4:58 to go here in this third frame. It's Franklin 26, Morris 23, and Beers to the line. He's got 10. Shot is up for Beers, and in. Gets the shooter's roll on that one. And it's 27-23, Franklin ahead of Morris. And this is a close ball game, as we expected coming in, between two Tri-Valley rivals. Up top for Morlock, finds Matt Murphy. He's still trying to get on the score sheet tonight. Can't get it to go. Ball is loose, but it's a good job by Nick Hill to track it down. But then they throw it back into the backcourt here for Morlock. And it'll be an over-and-back call here against the Mustangs. So it will go back to Franklin. 4:38 to go in this third quarter. And Turner Thies and Franklin will inbound directly next to our broadcast station here at midcourt. Cerro to the right side finds Max Carey across the top of the zone, and just a fingertip save there before it went out of bounds for Turner Thies. Thies now gets into the purple paint down low. Dumps off right block for Carson Dutcher. Back out for Max Carey, who finds Joe Cerro. Franklin with the ball and a 27-23 lead. It deflects off of Max Carey as he went to the hoop, and it rolled out of bounds and possession back to Morris. 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Franklin 27, Morris 23. Matt Murphy down the right side, dribbles between the legs, barking out some signals, sets up the offense, and head coach Chris Garcia as well directing traffic from the bench. And into the baseline, left side for Morlock. Back to the top of the three-point arc and again to the left baseline as they continue to work around that pass on that left side, looking for a weakness in the zone. It's a 3-2. And here is Morlock again on that left side, trying to get around Carey. Five on the shot clock. Here is Murphy to the 10, up and in. And Michael Murphy with 12 points. Now that's a game high. We're back to a two-point contest. Franklin 27, Morris 25. Max Carey for three, right side for Franklin, rattles it home. Max Carey with 7 points, and it's Franklin 30, Morris 25. Just when Morris answers, Franklin comes back with an answer of their own. Great back-and-forth contest. Here is Michael Murphy in the corner left side. Outstanding athlete here for the Mustangs. Reverses it across for Nick Hill. Downtown Charlie Brown, he puts it home. Nick Hill now with 8 points, 30-28. And Morris is fired back up here as they come back down the floor. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's a two-point ball game. Max Carey in front of his own bench for Turner Thies in the corner. It's Franklin 30, Morris 28. 15 on the shot clock here for the Purple Devils as they work it around. Fierce has 11. They'll try to get it to him, and now a foul on Morris on the far side. Carey was trying to pass to the high post there for Beers, and as he did, he was fouled by Matt Murphy. So that'll be the second team foul on Morris here in the third quarter. No fouls on Franklin so far in the second half. With 2:46 to go, third quarter, it's Franklin 30 and Morris 28. Carey with the ball and a fresh 35 on the shot clock. After the foul, they get it to Sarrell. Back up top here for Turner Thies into the lane. A jumper is good. Turner Thies now with 7 points. It's Franklin 32, Morris 28 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Again, they find Michael Murphy on that left baseline, working against the Franklin 2-3 zone. Now to the high post, turnaround shot for Robert Child off the mark. And Beers with the easy rebound there and the basketball for Franklin. Turner Thies will slowly dribble up the court here and finds Joe Cerro. Beers is stationed at the high post, trying to camp out right there. Beers down low, finds Dutcher, back door, it's in. Carson Dutcher now with 6 points on the great assist there by Beers. Timeout for Morris. Chris Garcia's seen enough, wants to talk it over. Franklin 34 and Morris 28, a minute 55 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonta offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Umpadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:35 to go in the third quarter, and out of the timeout, Franklin with the ball here. It's Franklin 34 and Morris 30. Pass down low for Franklin's Carson Dutcher, who has 6 points, and he is fouled. And that will be the third team foul on Morris here. And this will be a storyline that we'll have to keep an eye on because, you know, into the fourth quarter, this is a tight game. Foul shots could matter, and Franklin could be going to the line sooner than Morris if it gets into the one-and-one situation. Beers, turnaround shot, got it. Beers has 13 now, and Franklin with a six-point lead, 36-30, with a minute 15 to go in this third quarter. Here's Matt Murphy finding Ryan Morlock, and back up top for Murphy. Stutter step, top of the key, back out for Morlock. Three ball, downtown, he got it. Morlock now has 7. That's his first three-pointer of the night, and that is a man you do not want to see get hot, as he's an excellent shooter for the Mustangs. Beers down the floor to the right side. His right-handed layup, no good. Gets his own rebound, takes it to the hoop, and he's fouled with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. So Beers with 13 will go to the line, and just keep it in mind, folks, he needed 24 coming into tonight's contest to reach the 1,000-point club. So he's at 13 right now. So it's Franklin 36, Morris 33, and these ones are Big for Beers and his squad. First shot coming. Off the front rim, and no good there for Derek Beers. Second one coming as Beers steps off the line, takes a deep breath, and will step back in. So 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Second shot for Beers. This one in the air and in. Nothing but net on the second one. He's got 14. He's 10 away from 1,000. Franklin 37, Morris 33 with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Murphy. Matt Murphy with the ball, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Finds Morlock, back over for Murphy. Murphy to the left side, now to the baseline. Gets trapped down low and will travel as he tried to pass it back along the baseline. Murphy with no points here tonight. Matt, that is. Michael, his brother, with 12. But Matt Murphy, still so impressive. He's a freshman just managing this game. The way he's able to get his teammates involved, going to be an excellent player the next few years here for the Mustangs. So Franklin 37, Morris 33, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Beers with the ball at the top of the key. Glances up at the clock now to see his options and waiting for his teammates to get set. Now for Turner Thies. Right side, clock is down to 10. Back for Max Carey again, 5 seconds to go. Third quarter, they get the ball to Beers. He's going to try a step-out three. It's a buzzer. Can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. So after three, Franklin leads Morris 37-33. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sun & Camp Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Franklin leads Morris 37-33 to start this fourth quarter. Here's Morris's Nick Hill again in the corner from downtown, and he has 11. And it's Franklin 37, Morris 36. A one-point game now as we really get the fourth quarter started. And the fans are rowdy here tonight at Franklin Central School. Chance of defense from behind us here in the packed stands at FCS. Sarrow in the corner, back up for Beers to the high post for Dutcher. And reverses for Max Carey. His long three off the front rim, no good. But Sarrow, the smallest guard, is able to pull it out. Down low again for Dutcher and for Thies. And now for Sarrow as Franklin goes right to left. They have the ball. They find Beers in the corner. Pull up three off the front rim. No good. And another small guard. Matt Murphy comes up with the loose change. Morris with the ball, trailing by one. Murphy trying to go coast to coast. Lost it off his foot, and the ball ricochets out of bounds. 6:59 to go, fourth quarter. It's Franklin 37, Morris 36. And Beers will slowly walk it up the floor with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sarrow to the top of the key. Holding on to it, setting up the offense here. As this is an aggressive zone now for Morris. Still looks like a 2-3, but just very active. Thies outside now for Max Carey. Carey down low again for Thies. Little give and go. Turnaround shot is in for Turner Thies, and he has 9 points. Franklin 39, Morris 36. A high-intensity game here in the fourth quarter with 6:25 to go. Murphy to the left side. And he finds Morlock. Morlock down low for Robert Child. Back out here for Michael Murphy. Gets into the paint, up, and just off the back rim. Child with the rebound. He puts it home. Robert Child with 8 points. And it's Franklin 39, Morris 38. This has been a game of back-and-forth runs here for Franklin and Morris. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And here is Carey for Franklin. Gets it down low for Beers. Lost the handle. Now passes off for Dutcher. Dutcher off the glass. Can't get it to go. Beers can't find the rebound. And Morlock sprints down the floor with the ball. Pulls up jumper for Morris. No good. Rebound. Both teams scrambling for it. And Mike Murphy comes down with it. Murphy now looking for options and kicks it out to Morlock. 5:35 to go. Franklin 39. Morris 38. And here is Matt Murphy back to Morlock. Into the far side here for Nick Hill. Reversing across the zone. It's still a 3-2. Now for Michael Murphy downtown for three and a timeout for Franklin. Michael Murphy now with a game-high 15 points. Morris takes the lead 41-39 with 5:19 to go. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-39. Morris taking the lead here, and now a steal from Matt Murphy as Franklin had the ball. He stole it from Cerro. And now a shot here for Murphy is deflected away, but Morris comes down with the rebound. And they're just signaling to take a little break here, slow down. They have possession of the ball with 5 minutes to go and a two-point lead. Murphy, after missing the layup, is on the left side of the court now on that left wing as Morris goes left to right. Murphy steps in, into the paint, little running jumper, no good. Rebound for Child, and he's got it. Robert Child with 10 points, and it's 43-39. Biggest lead of the contest here for Morris with 4:35 to go. Beers thought about a three as he brought it up the left side, couldn't get it to go. Instead, we'll pass over to Cerro. Finds Turner Thies, who's tiptoeing along the end line. Now finds Carson Dutcher, high post, and Dutcher puts it in from the foul line, back to a two-point game. It's Morris, 43, Franklin, 41, and if you can hear the gym behind me here, folks, it is absolutely insane. Both teams with great fan support here tonight. 4:05 to go, fourth quarter, 43-41. And down low for Child, turnaround shot, he drilled it. Robert Child with 12 points, and it's 45-41. He scored the last two buckets. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Cerro with the ball, and to the right side he goes in front of the Franklin Purple Devils bench. And now a steal by Matt Murphy, but they'll say it was a foul. And head coach Chris Garcia is livid here with the officials, saying that that was a clean steal. And boy, you look up at the scoreboard right now, folks. 5 team fouls on Morris, none on Franklin. And if you're a fan in the stands, sometimes you say, boy, that's a tough one to look at if you're a Morris fan. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Morris 45, Franklin 41. Beers left side three, can't get it to go. Carson Dutcher, a rebound, pulls it down. Knocked out of bounds, though. Last touch by Morris is Ryan Morlock. He punched it out of bounds there from Carson Dutcher. 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Morris leads 45-41, a boys' Tri-Valley contest tonight on CDO. And now we're going to have a foul down low, it looks like. This is going to be on Nick Hill of Morris, as guys were just kind of pushing and shoving to get position on the inbounds pass, and they call it on Hill. So that's the 16th foul on Morris. They get one more. Morris, Franklin will be shooting, excuse me. Ball loose on the inbounds. Both teams diving for it here. And finally, Max Carey comes up with it. Down low for Dutcher. And back out for Max Carey. Carey for Turner. They continue to work it around here with 3:25 to go. Carey to the 10, and he's fouled, and he's going to shoot two, it looks like. They say that the foul was on Ryan Morlock, and that Carey was in the act of shooting with 3:24 to go, fourth quarter. So the foul shot situation is going to be huge, as now Franklin is into the 1-1 here with 17 fouls, on Morris, and none on Franklin. Carey to the line, first foul shot is no good off the back rim. Second one coming here for Max Carey with 3:24 to go. Second one coming. This would cut it to a one-possession game here if Carey can get it to go. Second one is good. Drilled it. So he has 8. Morris, 45. Franklin, 42 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin needs a stop, and Morris needs a bucket. Here is Matt Murphy. Finds Morlock as they work it around top of this zone. Murphy down low, back out for Michael Murphy. Long three, right side, no good, and a rebound for Carson Dutcher. That's a big one. Hands off to Beers, and an outlet pass ahead for Joe Cerro. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Morris leads by 3. Max Carey with a three ball, right side. That one was short, and Morlock comes out of the big tussle underneath the basket with the ball. And Morris is ahead, and now they'll call a foul. 2:52 to go here in the fourth quarter, and that's going to be a foul on Franklin as Morlock brought it up the floor. So it's 45-42. Morris ahead, and that will be the first foul on Franklin in the second half, and that will be a foul on Max Carey, his second. So here is Matt Murphy with the ball. Finds Michael Murphy, who has 15 points. Passes out for Matt Murphy. Down low for Nick Hill. Goes up. He's fouled. Count it, and he'll go to the line. Nick Hill now with 13 points. And Hill will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And this would be huge here for the Mustangs if they can get it to go. It's 47-42. So here comes the foul shot for the junior Nick Hill. This one is off the back rim. No good. Ball comes down. And an outlet passes. Carson Dutcher rips it down here for Franklin. Big possession for the Purple Devils. Turner Thies, left side, can't get it to go. Max Carey tracks down the rebound, though, and a fresh 35 for Franklin to work with. Carey wants that three, but instead with the dribble drive, and he's fouled and will go to the line with 2:22 to go. It's Morris 47, Franklin 42. Carey will go to the line and will shoot 1-1. So this will be big. This will be big here for Carey. This could cut it back to a one-possession game if he can make two. So Max Carey to the line here for the Purple Devils. First shot for Carey is good. Gets it to go. He's got 9, and he's looking to get into double figures. Morris 47, Franklin 43 with 2:22 to go. Second shot coming here for Max Carey. Second shot is good. Big foul shots there for Max Carey. Three-point ball game. Morris 47, Franklin 44 with 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Morris down low for Robert Child. Blocked out of there by Derek Beers. He goes up, and now a foul on Beers with 2:11 to go. And now let's see if they're going to call this a shooting foul. No, they'll say it was on the floor. No, they will say it was a shooting foul. Referees got together and had a little conference there. And Robert Child will go to the line. Tough play to see from our angle, and looked like two guys going up battling for that one. Instead, Morris will go to the line here with Child. He's got 12 points. First shot for Child goes in. He's got 13 now. The bank was open there for Robert Child as he gets it to go. 48-44 now. Morris with the lead. Second shot coming here for Child. This one is up and off the back rim, and Carson Dutcher, another rebound here. 2:10 to go. Morris boys leading Franklin on the road, 48-44. Another big possession here for the Purple Devils. Down low for Dutcher, right side jumper, he got it. Carson Dutcher now with 10 points. A big night here for the freshman. Two-point game with 1:55 to go, and now a timeout is taken by Morris head coach Chris Garcia. We'll take a break as well. 30 seconds. We'll be right back. It's 48-46. Morris on top of Franklin here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 48-46. Morris with the ball after the timeout. Here's Michael Murphy back out for Morlock, and thought about a three, but thought better of it. Morris wants to work a little clock. Shot clock is at 10. Morris with a two-point lead here in boys Tri-Valley action tonight in Franklin. To the left side here for Michael Murphy. Drives. Baseline is off the mark. No good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Let's see where it goes. Looks like it's going to stay here with Morris with 1:21 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Mustangs holding a two-point lead. Now the officials are getting together here, I think, to see, make sure they got it the right way. See who had the better angle. They're going to say it's going to stay with Morris. Good job to check that, though. Make sure they got it right. So Morlock will inbound the ball. Morris with the ball at the top of the key going left to right with a minute 20 left. A two-point game here, folks. Here is Michael Murphy, left side, and now the ball is loose on the floor. Max Carey comes up with it on the floor, diving, and gets it to Turner Thies. Now as we come up on 1 minute to go, here's Beers with the ball. Finds Max Carey. Pump fakes on the three and gets the ball into the point guard, Joe Cerro. We're under a minute to go here, folks. Franklin looking to tie it up or possibly take the lead. Across for Turner Thies. Now for Joe Cerro. Left side, three, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Knocked out of bounds, and Nick Hill had possession of the ball, was on the line, and so he was out of bounds, and possession will go back to Franklin. Purple Devils take a timeout. 49 seconds to go. It's 48-46. Morris on top of Franklin. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6. Or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 40 seconds to go. And now there's going to be a foul as Franklin got the ball in. They tried a quick shot. It didn't go. And then Morris brought it up the floor. And Max Carey with a foul. 36.8 to go. It's 48-46. And Morris is going to inbound the ball here on the side of the floor by the benches. They get the ball into Matt Murphy. Murphy down the floor here. 30 seconds to go. Morris leads 48-46. Murphy now to the left side. And Joe Cerro will get the foul. So 23 seconds to go, and Franklin fouls. 48-46. So here's the team foul situation. 8 for Morris and 5 for Franklin. So 23 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 48-46. Morris on top of Franklin. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be right back here with the conclusion of this game, folks, on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
23 seconds left. Both teams breaking their huddles from the timeout. Here's the situation, folks. Morris, 48. Franklin, 46. Again, 23 seconds left. Morris with the ball. They will inbound at half court on the other side of the court from our broadcast view in front of the scorer's table. And it looks like Franklin is going to come out in the man-to-man to try to get this a little bit harder to get the ball in. Morris is going to try to set up a pick to get it in, and they will. They'll get it to Michael Murphy. Murphy down into the paint. Little running jumper is good for Michael Murphy. He's got 17, 50-46, and Franklin's got to get it up the floor quick. Down to 10 seconds left here. Beer steps in, a long three. Got it! 6 seconds left, and the timeout for Franklin as Beers, from way downtown, from the next county, puts it home. Morris leads 50-49 with 5 seconds left and a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Unbelievable. So let's recap that. Morris brought it down the floor with Michael Murphy. It looked like he got fouled two or three times. He got into the paint, threw up a little Dr. J finger roll and got it to go. That gave Morris a four-point lead. Then Franklin came right back down the floor, found Derek Beers, and he hit a three from about NBA range to cut it right back to a one-point game. So it's 50-49. Morris here on top of Franklin with 5 seconds left. It's technically 5.9, so just about 6 seconds left. So both coaches, this is strategy time. This is when you earn the big bucks here as the head coach, figuring out what you want to do in this situation. Here's the team fouls. 8 for Morris and 5 for Franklin. So a lot of different coaching philosophies here. Do you try to steal the inbounds pass, hope you can maybe get a quick bucket? Do you automatically try to go and get the foul? Let's see what Franklin will do. If they're going to come with a little full-court pressure here, I would assume. 5.9 to go. Anything can happen here. A steal and a quick bucket, there's time for that. You only need a 2 because you're down by 1. If you're Morris, you just try to quickly get the ball in, get fouled, and then you're going to have to make your foul shots. So Nick Hill is going to try to get the ball in, and he will, to Michael Murphy, and they will foul him quickly with Max Carey. So the clock ticks down to 4.4. And this is going to be the sixth team foul against Franklin, so they need one more to get to the 1-1. So 4.4. So again, Franklin's going to have to play the good man-to-man defense. Nick Hill trying to get it in, they will, to Morlock, and he's fouled there by Thies, and the clock down to 3.4 seconds. Good defense by Franklin, but Morris finding a way to get open. So this is going to be Morlock heading to the line, shooting the 1-1. So if you're Franklin here, you hope he misses. You try to get the rebound. Maybe you call timeout and set up a play. And instead, head coach Darryl Beers is going to take the timeout here. 3.4 to go. Morris 50, Franklin 49. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Exciting conclusion when we come back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3.4 seconds left. Fourth quarter, live from Franklin. Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. Here's the situation. Morris boys leading Franklin 50-49. Morris is at the foul line shooting 1-1 with the junior Ryan Morlock, who is a very good shooter. So he will go to the line, and this will all be decided right here and now, it looks like. So Morlock here to the line, first shot. is up off the back rim, no good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Beers saves it, but his foot was on the line. And the possession is going to go back to Morris. So Morlock misses the foul shot. Beers, on a long rebound, tried to chase it down and save it. And instead, his foot was on the line. So 1.7 seconds to go. And Garcia, head coach Chris Garcia, is going to take a timeout here. So just an unlucky bounce there if you're a Franklin fan, because Morlock misses the foul shot there. Ball was up for grabs, and Beers just couldn't get to it in time with 1.7 left. So we'll keep it right here. 50-49 is the score. Morris on top of Franklin. It's been a great boys Tri-Valley basketball game here tonight. I want to thank all our special sponsors, both from Franklin and Morris, for allowing us to be here tonight. Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, Wise Guys Pizza from Franklin, Keller Williams Realty, Athelis Therapeutic Riding, both in the Franklin and Otego area. We have Certified Auto Outlet from Oneonta that is a proud supporter of Morris Athletics, as well as the Johnston Funeral Home, located in Morris on Broad Street. So our special sponsors allowing us to get out here and do some Tri-Valley games this year, and proud supporters of both the Mustangs and the Purple Devils. So again, 1.7 seconds left. Morris leads 50-49, and the Mustangs will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. If they can get it in safely, that might be the ball game. So Nick Hill gets it into Morlock. They'll foul him quickly, and no, the time will run out. Morlock wasn't fouled. The referee didn't call it, and that'll do it. 50-49 is the final here tonight. Morris with the victory by 1 point on the road in the Tri-Valley. A great contest here tonight. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll break you down here, all the stats, get you our scoring summary, as well as our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, the final, 50-49. Is the final score. Morris defeating Franklin. We'll be right back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our wrap-up show here tonight, the post-game show with our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance Agency for Offense, Defense, and All-Purpose Award. Going to be a great contest here It was a great contest here tonight. It will be a great rest of the season for these two teams as just a tough one here tonight. You didn't know what way it was going to go. Franklin had a lead for a majority of the contest, but Morris comes storming back and gets a 50-49 victory here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Franklin, the home team. Led by 17 points from Derek Beers, 10 from Max Carey, 10 from Carson Dutcher, 9 from Turner Thies, and 3 from Joe Cerro. So Beers needed 24 to get to the 1,000-point club tonight. He gets 17, so I'm assuming he's going to get that on Friday night. And that's a good thing because they play right here at home at, it's going to be an away game, Boys Varsity at Milford on Friday night. So I'm assuming that Derek Beers is going to get that on Friday against the Milford Wildcats. So we'll say an early congratulations to him, hopefully, because we will not be at that game on Friday. But he's had a great season and will continue to do great things here for this Franklin program. On the other side for Morris, they're led by a team-high 17 points from Michael Murphy, 13 from Robert Child, 13 from Nick Hill, and 7 from Ryan Morlock. So four guys get on the score sheet tonight, but they all get it done in a big, big way. So that is our scoring summary. Again, Morris defeating Franklin 50-49. Let's do our three awards here, folks. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank has been putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that to Michael Murphy tonight from Morris, a team high and tied for the game high, 17 points. Did everything, made buckets down the stretch, and really had a great start to the third quarter, which really helped Morris to get going. So Michael Murphy, our Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Bang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Bang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Bang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that award tonight to Nick Hill of Morris. The defense award, sometimes when there's a game, when everybody scores a ton of points, has to serve as another way to recognize someone who did an outstanding job. I thought Nick Hill was great on both ends of the floor, hit some big shots from the outside, 13 points, and was really scrappy on the defensive end, too, diving for balls and really got those guys fired up. So I think Nick Hill is well-deserving of our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Derek Beers tonight from Franklin, 17 points. You know, although there was a lot of guys on Franklin you could give this award to tonight, I thought Carson Dutcher especially played very, very well. The freshman scoring 10 points, played well down low. If I had more awards, folks, I would certainly give them. But Beers, I thought, especially hitting that three near the end of the contest, which kept Franklin in it, and it got the lead back down to one, you know, that was something that was huge. So I'll give Derek Beers our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight here on the broadcast. So that's going to do it. We'll be back on the radio on Friday as it's the Sydney boys traveling over to take on Unadilla Valley. We'll be somewhere tomorrow night watching a game on Twitter, so you can always join us there. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. That's our ball game tonight. Morris boys come to Franklin and escape with a one-point victory, 50-49. You can always listen back to this one on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Again, 50-49, Morris defeats Franklin in a boys Tri-Valley game here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and have a great night from CDO Sports.